Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter mit Sechtes Demai, Perik Hei Mishnah Tes. Kutim. So we've seen this several times in Mishnahis already. Kutim were a group of people that were brought to Eretz Yisrael against their will. They became Gerim, even after they became Gerim. They fulfilled mitzvahs selectively, not all the mitzvahs. They were Kaifer and Torah Shebal Pen, in the words of the Chachamim. Furthermore, the reason they were Megayer themselves is because they were scared of lions that attacked them. So there's a big machloikis about Kutim. Some say that they're considered real Gerim, even though they were only Megayer themselves because of the lions. But the Maaseh, they were Mekabel upon themselves to be Yidden. Some say Geri Aroya same, that they never intended to be Yidden. Our Mishnah considers them Ka'ovde Kechavim Gemurim. So Zakta Mishnah, once again, Perikei Mishnah Tesma, Asrin, it's Mutter to separate Trumasi Maaseh. Mishal Yisrael, Al Shal Oved Kechavim. In other words, I have Peiris that grew in the Karka in the land of Israel. I can use this as Trumasi Maaseh to fix Peiris that grew in the land of an Oved Kechavim. Is an Oved Kechavim Mechuyev in Maaseh? This Tana holds yes. This Tana holds, as the Batanura explains, Ein Kinyan Li Oved Kechavim Be'eretz Yisrael Af Kiyem and Maaseh. That's the sheet of Reb Meir. Reb Meir says, even if an Oved Kechavim owns land in Eretz Yisrael, if it's land in Eretz Yisrael, what grows is Mechuyev in Maaseh. But we don't paskin this way, says the Bat Tanur. We paskin Yesh Kinyan, the Oved Kechavim Be'eretz Yisrael Lafkiyem in a Maaseh. It's learned from a Pasuk. And therefore, what grows in the land of an Oved Kechavim is not Mechuyev in Maaseh. But our Mishnah goes with the opinion that it is Mechuyev in Maaseh. And that's why our Mishnah says once again that Ma'aisrin, it's mutter to separate Trumasi Ma'aisrin, Mishal Yisrael, from Peiris that grew in the Karka of Yisrael, Al Shal Oved Kechavim, to fix Peiris that grew in the land of an Oved Kechavim. Same is true the other way around, Mishal Oved Kechavim, Al Shal Yisrael, Peiris that grew in the Karka of an Oved Kechavim, I can use that as Trumasi Ma'aisrin to fix Peiris that grew in the Karak of Yisrael. Vayter, says the Mishnah, for that matter, I can take off Maaseh, Mishel Yisrael, Al Shel Kutim, Mishel Kutim, Al Shel Kutim. So again, I can take Peiris that grew in a field of a Yisrael, and use this to fix the Peiris that grew in the field of a Kutim. In other words, I take off Maaseh to say, that is no longer Tevel, and I can take Peiris that grew in the field of a Kuti, and say, I'm using this as Trumasi Maaseh to fix other Peiris that grew in the land of a Kuti, and say that's no longer Tevel. But wait a second. But Kutim, we said before, do some mitzvahs. And one of the mitzvahs they do is they do take off Maaseh before they eat. And the answer is, explains about Tanura, true, they take off Maaseh before they eat, but they don't take off Maaseh before they sell. The Kutim could not care less that someone else is being over in Aveira due to them. They don't recognize at all Chazal's interpretation in the Pasuk, Lefnei Iver Lesitei Michshal. Literally, it means before a blind person, you shouldn't put a stumbling block. Chazal understand it means you shouldn't cause a person to do an Aveira. But because the Kutim don't believe in the drashes of Chazal, they have no problem with causing me to do an Aveira. So he's going to sell me Tevel. Mimela, I'm sure whatever grows in a Kuti's field that I bought is Tevel for all practical purposes. And that's the reason I can use Peiris of Yisrael to be Mesakin the Peiris of Kutim. And I can use the Peiris of a Kuti to Mesakin other Peiris of Kutim. I have no concern whatsoever that it's going to be Menaptur al-Achiv. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer oyser, Rabbi Eliezer assers the take of Maishus Mishal Kutim al Shal Kutim. From Peiris that grew by one Kuti to fix Peiris that grew by a different Kuti, being that the Kutim do take off Maaseh when they plan on eating it themselves. So how do you know one Kuti didn't plan to eat this himself, took off Maaseh, and then he changed his mind and he sold it? So you can't be sure that no Maaseh were taken from it. And Mamela Rabbi Eliezer assers to take off Maaseh from Kutim on Kutim. Because again, it could be one Kuti thought he's going to eat it, he took off Maaseh. The other Kuti knew l'chatchila he's going to sell it, he did not take off Maaseh. And again, you're going menaptura al-achiv, and that's what we want to avoid. What would Rabbi Eliezer hold in the case of Kuti al-Yisrael? separating Maestris in the field of a Kuti to fix Maestris in the field of Yisrael. Or using Peiris that grew in the field of Yisrael to fix Peiris that grew in the field of a Kuti. And the answer is, says the Tosfos Yomtov, same problem. So why does he only tell us this case of Kutim on Kutim? It's to teach me, explains the Tiferes Yisrael, that even in this case, because it's kind of a double suffix, maybe both Kutim sold Tevel, maybe both Kutim decided first to eat it and they fixed it. I still say, no, I can't take a chance. Maybe one fixed it and one didn't. But Mishal Kuti al Shal Yisrael or Mishal al Shal Kuti, for sure you can't, says Rabbi Eliezer. So chazing over our Mishnah began by telling us you can take off Maestris from the Tevel of a Yid for the Tevel bought from an Ovid Kechavim. And for that matter, you can take off Maestris from the Tevel bought from an Ovid Kechavim for the Tevel of a Yid. And as explained, this goes according to the Manda Omar that says, whatever grows in Eretz Yisrael, even if it belongs to an Ovid Kechavim, it's Mechuyiv in Maestris. The Mishnah also told us you can take off Tevel from Peiris that grew in the field of a Yid to be Mesakein what grew in the field of a Kuti. If we know the Yisrael is Tevel, we assume that the Kuti is also Tevel. For that matter, the Tanakama holds you can take Peiris that grew in the field of one Kuti to fix the Peiris that grew in the field of a different Kuti. We consider them both Tevel. Although the Kutim, as we explained, would take off Maestris for themselves, but they had no problem selling somebody else Tevel, and therefore we assume that what you buy from them is Tevel. Rabbi Eliezer says you cannot take off Maestris on the Tevel of one Kuti for the Tevel of another Kuti. Rabbi Eliezer's concern, what if the Kuti originally thought he's eating it himself, so he took off Maestris, then changed his mind and sold it? And the other Kuti knew to start with he's selling it. So again, I have the concern of going min aptur al achiyev. And as we explained from the Tosfos Yomtov, for this reason, you also cannot take from a Kuti to fix the Peiris of Yisrael. Because what if in this case, Pink the Kuti did take off Maestris, thinking he's going to use it himself?